So let's review. V'loy matzinu mechitza le'iser. At the end of the previous daf, Abaye said that we never find the case where adding walls creates an iser that did not exist when the walls were not there. The Gemara has already challenged this statement from two sources and continues to challenge Abaye from two more places. First, v'hatanya, ba'ayish shechetzi makura v'chetzi eina makura. A house that has a roof over half of it and vines are planted under the roofed part. It is mutter to plant grain in the other part because pitikra yorid v'saisim. We view the edge of the roof as if it extends straight down. However, if he extends the roof to cover the entire house, it becomes aser. Abaye responds that finishing the roof is actually siluk mechitzas, removing the roof's edge which served as a mechitza, and now the entire area below is one field. Second, the Braisa says that in an open field where there is no wall, we may plant grain 4 amos away from vines, but where there is a wall that surrounds the field, we may not plant grain between the vines and the wall, unless there is at least 12 amos from the vines to the wall. Apparently, the presence of the wall creates a chumrah. Abaye answers that when a vineyard is surrounded by a wall, the first 4 amos around the wall are not fit for planting because it loosens the fence. The 4 amos closest to the vines may not be planted because it is avoidas hakerem. It's needed to be able to work on the kerem, and therefore, part of the vineyard, and if the remaining space is less than 4 amos according to Beis Hillel or 8 amos according to Beis Shammai, it is not considered a separate field but bottle to the kerem, and therefore aser. Only if there is ample space to plant, even after leaving 4 empty amos near the wall and 4 empty amos near the vines, may we plant grain there. It's not the wall that caused the iser, but the lack of available space. I'm Rabbi Huda. Sholosh karfifa zeh betzad zeh. There are 3 enclosures next to each other, each with 1 person, and the middle one opens to both outer enclosures. If the middle one is narrower than the outer karfifas, the domain of the outer ones extends into the middle one, and we view all 3 people as if they are in the middle karf. Therefore, they may carry no matter how large the enclosures are, because a group of 3 people is viewed as a shayara, a caravan, for which there is no limit to the area they are allowed to enclose. If the middle one is wider than the 2 outer ones, we do not view all 3 people as being in the middle karf, because only the wider area extends to the narrow area, but the narrow area does not extend to the wider area. Therefore, the total area enclosed by the 3 karfifas may not be more than a total of 6 beisa, 2 beisa for each karfif. Ibailu. Echad bezeh, ve'echad bezeh, v'shnayim be'emtsoi mahu. What if there is 1 person in each of the outer karfifas and 2 people in the middle? Do we assume that both middle residents form a group of 3 with each of the single outer residents, allowing them a total of more than 6 beisa, or each one of the 2 middle residents forms a group of 2 with 1 of the outer residents, and they are limited to 6 beisa. Even if the previous example is not viewed as being a residence of 3 people, what if there was 2 people in each of the outer karfifas and 1 person in the middle? Do we assume that it's advantageous for the single person to combine with the 2 residents of at least 1 of the 2 outer karfifas so that they become a shayara who is allowed more than 6 beisa, or since we cannot determine which way he will go, none of the karfifas can be viewed as having 3 people, and they are limited to 6 beisa. The hilchasa bayin lekula. In both of the last 2 cases, we are lenient and allow them an area larger than 6 beisa by considering them a shayara, a caravan of at least 3 people. Amar Rav Chisda, gidud chamisha u'mechitza chamisha ein mitzdarfen. When there is a 5 tefach elevation and a 5 tefach wall on top of it, it is considered a mechitza for the lower chatzar because from their perspective, they see a wall of 10 tefachim, but it is not considered a mechitza for the upper chatzar because from their perspective, they see a wall of only 5 tefachim. Darsh Merema, gidud chamisha u'mechitza chamisha mitzdarfen. Merema disagrees with Rav Chisda and holds that the elevation and wall combine to be considered 10 tefach wall even for the upper chatzar. The hilchasa, gidud chamisha u'mechitza chamisha mitzdarfen. The halacha follows Merema that it's a valid mechitza even for the upper chatzar. If a chatzar had an Erev and then conditions changed that exposed new residents to the chatzar, such as when the wall between 2 chatzars collapsed, does the original Erev remain valid? This shaila was posed to Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda by Rabbah in the reverse scenario. Erev derech ha-pesach v'nistam ha-pesach. Erev derech ha-chaloin v'nistam ha-chaloin mahu. 2 chatzars had joined in 1 Erev, by way of a door or window in the wall between them, which became closed on Shabbos. They are now separate chatzars, and 1 chatzar is now separated from the Erev. May they continue to carry. Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda both answered, Shabbos, kivan shehut shehutcha. Once it was permitted to carry in this chatzah at the onset of Shabbos, it remains permitted for the duration of this Shabbos. The halacha does not change in the middle of Shabbos. In the following daf, we will learn that this is actually a machlekes between Rav and Shmuel.